Okay, we're on the bottom of Kuf Mem Chet. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Talking about not to be scared what people think. We can't let our lives be led by public opinion, by status, by clout. No, it has to be what the Ratzon Hashem is, what the Eibishter thinks. V'kein katuv orcha tzadikim. Aval inyan hazehu kumo shamar katuv. It's like what the Pasuk says. Biratzot Hashem darcha ish gam oivav yashlim oto. Ito. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes the ways of man, he even turns his enemies into his allies. You get the special siyata d'shmaya when you do the right thing. V'kein perish inyan. Im adam lo yitalel fnei be'adam. If a person's not, let's say, praiseworthy before people, v'lo yishtadel limsochein be'neihem baso tomasav tovim. He's not trying actively to do all these great things for them. He's taking a role that's unpopular. V'afal pikeno avinoto. Nevertheless, people still love him. Zeu rai gedolah shekadosh baruch hu evoto. This is a great proof that Hashem loves him. V'zara lo ava belibos bnei adam. And he plants this love into the hearts of other people for him. V'sam lo shem tova l'shonam. And he puts a good name on their tongues. Meaning, the way Rav Kesman explained it to me, what the Orchot Tzadikim is saying, it goes like malam min atevi, get a siyata d'shmaya. You might think you take an unpopular path because you're doing it for the sake of Hashem. People might be disgusted with you, annoyed with you. No. He makes a siyata d'shmaya that they even love you, that they even find you favorable, that they even think, wow, this guy is great. Even though you took an unpopular path, you get this special siyata d'shmaya. And he concludes, v'emesu sheyesh kam b'nei adam hanavim lebrios. Sometimes he says it's, you can have people that are beloved by people, v'kadosh baruch hu sonam, k'she'enem mekayim b'te mitzvos. Sometimes people are beloved to mankind, but Hashem's not happy with them when they're not doing the mitzvos. Because Hashem's true love lies with those doing His will. But again, the Orchot Tzadikim telling us, you get this siyata d'shmaya when you do the Ratzon Hashem. And people that you might have thought, oh, they're going to hate His guts, they're going to be so annoyed, so irritated. No. No, 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 no. They even will love you. Rav Kesman concludes, he says, you don't even need this siyata d'shmaya per se. Why is it when you do the Ratzon Hashem, people love you? V'yesh lo hosif hazeh, sharei adam ha-shalim b'midosav b'derech klal, eno az kanamer, ela ish naim v'tov. When a person is good with his midos, when he's a refined human being, he's not always bold. What is he? Ish naim v'tov, he's pleasant, he's good, gomel chesed, he's very kind, oev, mechavet debrios, he loves people, he honors people. If you really do the Ratzon Hashem, you're a mensch. You're a mensch. They go hand in hand. They need to go hand in hand. They never, chas v'shalom, are at odds. They're never at odds with each other. Being in Eved Hashem means you're respectful. You're a mensch. You do a yasher thing. You do what's right. The apopik is shesarich liot az kanamer. And even when you need to be bold as a leopard, mikomakom tarech lachshov eich yachol lasot kein ba'ofnei achi naim. You're still working really hard to think, how can I do this in the most pleasant way? Shelo levai shachem, not to embarrass others. So you need to do the Ratzon Hashem, but you do it pleasantly. You don't scream in public. You do it with thought, with calculation, with midos, with erlichkeit, with menschlichkeit. By doing the Ratzon Hashem means you're a mensch, means you're refined, means you're calculated, means you're thoughtful. And of course people then are going to love you. V'lachein, yenikar lanashim shadam ze rak oseh leman Hashem. So when you do have to make a stand, when you do have to make an opposition, when you do have to take a stand, people realize you're doing this because for the sake of God, for your truth. Not because you have anything against people. You love people. You've always been pleasant. You always love them. You're only doing this because for Hashem and because you love the people. And what happens? You become respected in people's eyes because you have the inner strength to do and to stand up for the truth. So sometimes people think, oh, if I do the truth, I'm going to be disliked, I'll be unpopular. No, it's the opposite. You do what Hashem wants and you're sincere, people respect you, people love you, people look up to you. You're a person with principles. You're a person that has faith. You have a moon in your heart and in your neshama. People are like, wow, this person is a man. Obviously, you have to be real about it. And that's what Gvur is. And sometimes we get so scared, oh, he's going to think this. No, because then you're doing what they want. People respect you, honor you, when you stand up for truth and you do it in sincere, genuine fashion. And to conclude, it makes sense that that who a Kadosh Baruch Hu loves because he's a tzaddik and he's yasher, gama brios yehavoto. So too, people are going to love him. They go hand in hand. So always do the Ratzon Hashem. Always be a mensch. Always do it right. Always stand up when appropriate. And by doing so, you're beloved to Hashem, and even more so now, you're beloved by people, because you do it in such a humble, beautiful fashion.